All right. Good late afternoon, early evening. I'll call this meeting to order, and will you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'll declare a quorum with all three board members present. This is our end of year meeting on December 30th. It's become pretty standard, actually, what we've done the last 4 years in a row. Is that right? Something like that. Try to pay all the vouchers that have come up in December, so we have zero balances going into next year. Allows us to go through the finances and see if we need to make any transfers from the general road fund to special machinery fund, et cetera, and then just addressing last minute things. So I'll just go right into Board of Business. As we look at the finances, we've got money left in the general fund. We spent a lot less on rock this fall from September on than we thought than we budgeted for. After last year getting killed for about 4 weeks in a row, we tried to watch for those expenditures coming up and just had kind of a dry fall. So we didn't have as much rock down. So first item of business, I will put a motion on the table to transfer $20,000 from the general fund to the special machinery fund. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay. Secondly, again, out of that general fund, we are limited to how much we can transfer because it counts as an expenditure against our overall budget. So we're going to make an extra payment on the Caterpillar grader.
Out of the general fund.
Out of the general fund, correct.
Because we always have extra money in the general fund for some reason.
Well, because of the Class 3 city.
Yeah.
And we're going to do something a little different next year to just square that away a little bit. Okay, so I'm going to put a motion on the table to make an extra payment on the grader in the amount of $24,176.75. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. The guys have done a lot of work over the last 3 or 4 months. Really with mowing and cutting back trees. And so we've talked quite a bit about a commercial weed sprayer to put in the back of the red pickup truck to knock down weeds this spring and also to get a lot of these trees that have just been cut, trying to get them sprayed so that they don't grow back as fast as well. We've got 2-3 models that we're looking at. There's an estimate price range on here. So since we did have a couple extra funds there, we're going to look at purchasing that this year. That'd be tomorrow, actually. So put a motion on the table to purchase a commercial weed sprayer. The estimate on that cost is $2,000 to $2,500. It will not exceed $2,500. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And Katie's got the vouchers from the beginning of the month to current. These are also with phone calls into the different vendors to get the existing balances. All told, it comes up to roughly $5,200. There is a special item, just as a heads up, the excavator check that we sent in last month has not been sent through our bank and cleared through the bank yet. So, and John Deere says that they have not received it. So we're gonna stop payment on the original check and reissue that check. But it's about $5,200, not counting that payment, which was already accounted for last month. So it's not a huge month as far as what we're doing today. So I'll put a motion on the table to...
One question, sorry.
No.
Go right in. Whenever it comes to that reissue of the check, there is a cancel check fee?
There's a $34 cancel check fee.
Okay, so will that go on this year's?
Yeah, it will hit because as soon as I get the approval and the meeting for the reissue of the check, I'll call the bank up, get that other check canceled. Okay. And I've already talked to John Deere about this and told them that we'll just plan on reissuing them a check. So as long as this vote goes through, then I'll send them a new check and call the bank and have them cancel the old check, and they'll charge us $34 on the account.
I would think the charge would be there today or tomorrow.
Okay, so would that be an additional item on the voucher for the $34 then? How does that work since it's not really a check we're writing?
It's well under the $200 board limit, so it'll just go under my $200 board limit.
All right, that's cool.
I think it'll just show up as a debit
fee
on the account.
Okay.
Bank fee, yeah.
All right, that'll work.
But considering we've got a over $39,000 check missing somewhere.
So you're assuming it was lost in the mail?
Yeah. They have checked and double checked on their end because I was talking to them several times today. They can't find it.
I assume it's at John Deere somewhere, personally.
<probably.
laughs>
They can't find it.
Lost in their mail.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone through the bank. I've double checked with the bank. They haven't seen it. So we're going to try this again.
They tore down the building, they lost it.
Sorry?
When they tore down their building, they lost it.
Yeah, probably.
It's not enough they tore down yet, but they're going to.
In the process. Okay, so I will put a motion on the table to approve these vouchers for the month of December. So
second. Second.
Motion's made and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, and we got Gail and Ed as our only two citizens today. You guys have any discussion?
What kind of sprayer are you talking about? What kind, where are you getting it at?
The guys looked at one of them was Harbor Freight. It has a Honda engine on it. I want to say 160cc. The tank, they told me the tank.
Your tank and hose and nozzle and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's in a metal frame. It's the pump itself, all the wiring, the tank, everything. So it's a drop in right
kind
into
of a
the
skid unit thing.
Sorry?
Kind of a skid unit thing that sets right in. All self-contained.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. All contained, all
electric start.
Probably not on this slower dollar, I don't think. We'll have to see. I don't remember.
Well, they start good anymore, most of them.
And we made sure, like I said, it has a Honda engine on it, so decent.
Did anybody look and see, make sure there's drains on the pump on that there for like winter months so they drain it from not freezing up at all?
Well, we wouldn't use it probably in the winter months because you just use it when the stuff's growing, right?
Right, but then with the water left into it.
True.
So I've done that myself. I loaned a pump to a guy.
Okay.
Myself, contained pump, and he left down his shed over the winter months. I got it back, the pump was shot because it froze and busted.
That cracked.
It's got a centrifugal pump on it. It's
shouldn't be
drained.
Right. As I say, the guy's new to drain the one on the water truck. And
I've got several that way, and they got drains on them.
Yeah. Okay.
I used one of them yesterday to pump the water out of a grave.
Oops.
We got a lot of rain, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it may sound silly by me asking that question, but that seemed to be the problem with a lot of small towns.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Public workers, they don't use no checklist or anything like that. They
right.
just assume it's going to be taken care of and never do any maintenance on stuff, or preventive maintenance, I should say.
Agreed.
It's like Rose Hill, just to change oil in a tractor was $240-some. Because their maintenance department will not change oil.
Right.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, and frankly, that's one good thing I'm really happy about this fall and early winter is that our guys have been doing a bunch of their own maintenance. Robert and these guys have been, they changed all the fluids, all the filters. Just talking to them today again, they...
did he get that filter off the John Deere?
He just did yesterday morning. This morning?
I was out there double-checking final stuff this morning.
I looked at it the other day and told him what I did. I don't know if he did that.
Yeah, He cut the filter completely open.
Yeah, that's what I told him.
Yep, that's what he ended up doing.
The die cutter, and then you could get to maybe the parts that stuck.
Yeah. Yep, and that's what he ended up doing.
Well, he's not happy with you, though, because he did all that, and then he thought he had it loose, but it wasn't quite coming off. And he went over to reach for some vice grips to grab it, and it fell off and smacked him in the mouth. He said it split his tongue open. So,
what's he doing with his tongue out?
Yeah, really. He's Michael Jordan in the film.
Right on.
Yeah, probably. All right. I think that's about it. That wraps up 2019.